Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
People are doing better.
And then you have this AP poll saying, have Biden's policies helped or hurt you? Hurt a lot, says 42%.
Yeah, whoosh.
But being weird and can't even make speeches. Some of the say doesn't even make sense. I don't even understand what he's saying.
You sure about that?
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know there's a lot of interest in reports from the Middle East overnight. I'm going to say it now, though I know you all will certainly ask me about it, that we do not have any comment on the reports at this time.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Whoosh.
Is, let's be clear, a vote for Trump. Don't do it. Vote for Trump. Excuse me, vote for Biden.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It's Friday afternoon. The Congress will be in session tomorrow, at least the House will, to consider more handouts to Ukraine. And I think that's not going to be our poll question. How would you vote if on handouts for Ukraine? But the news of the world continues to be extremely weird. Try not to let this destroy your faith in Harvard University. But here's a headline just went up in the New York Post. Harvard Medical School professor massively plagiarized report for Lockheed Martin suit. That's a judge said that. I cannot believe that. Assistant professor Deepak Panigrahi sent in a 500-page report, and the judge said, the plagiarism in this report is so ubiquitous throughout the report, it is frankly overwhelming to try to make heads or tails of just what is Dr. Panigrahi's own work. But, of course, this is the university that had as its president until recent last couple of months, doctor, I'm putting it in air quotes, Claudine Gay, who plagiarized most of her academic career, and now she's still making $900,000 after basically being fired as president of Harvard University. And she's going to teach a course this fall for her $900,000 a year salary in reading and research. Reading and reach. Shouldn't it be cutting and pasting that she's teaching the course in? She even plagiarized the acknowledgement in her doctoral dissertation. A protester outside the trial of Donald Trump in Manhattan just set himself on fire. There's a press conference going on about it. Some guy, it looks like he's a nut, and he just he waited till all the jury was picked, and then he decided to set himself on fire. Let's pick up a little bit of the press conference.
Efforts to put him out. They used their coats. They used fire extinguishers. Eventually, FDNY responds. We're able to put the male extinguisher on fire, and from that point, we remove him to Cornell Burn Unit, where right now he's there in a critical condition. At this moment, I'll let our fire commissioner talk about the condition of the male and the condition of people who also helped and who were witnesses over there. Commissioner?
Thank you. As the chief mentioned, the victim is in critical condition but is alive and intubated at Cornell Burn Center. At this time, there were three NYPD officers and one court officer, so four officers who had minor injuries from their exposure to the fire. They are all fine, they are stable, and they are green tags, which is minor at this time.
844-500-4242. Meanwhile, the Secretary of Transportation in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts gave a weird speech. She's one of these people with a hyphenated last name, married to a woman.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would. Yeah.
And she wants to toll on all of the highway entrances into Massachusetts. She wants to tax Lyft and Uber delivery drivers, and I assume Amazon delivery. She says anyone who's making money has to be taxed more. And they're wondering why working age residents are leaving Massachusetts at an amazing rate. Here's an interesting story from CNBC. I'm just going to try to go over a few of these things that we're going to get to throughout the course of the day. Something strange has been happening with jobless claims numbers lately. For the five of the past 6 weeks, the level of initial jobless filings totaled exactly 212,000. No change, just 212,000, period. Given a labor force that is 168 million strong, assuming such stability seems at least unusual, if not uncanny. Yet that is what the figures released each Thursday morning since mid-March have shown. How is this statistically possible? Said one market veteran. Weather, seasonality, holidays, economic vibrations drive the number of people filing claims from week to week and state to state. Yet this measure is so stable it does not vary by even 1,000 applications per week. It's almost enough to make you think they're just making the numbers up. Huh? Just making the numbers up. 844-500-4242. Here's an interesting story out of Maryland. Maryland teen accused of raising school shooting after memoir raises alarms. The guy's name, he wanted to shoot up the school. His name is Alex Yee. But you have to read down to like the fourth or fifth paragraph in some of the stories in the Washington, D.C. state-run media. And in some of them, they don't have it at all. 18-year-old Alex Yee of Rockville, whose legal name is Andrea Yee. You mean he's kind of like the school shooter in
Excuse
Nashville.
Me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Well, no, in this case, it's Mr. Don't call Andrea ma'am. Call Andrea Alex, because Alex is Mr. Court documents state that the memoir was about a transgender main character named James Wang. Police said in court records that Yee's sex is female, but he uses male pronouns. The writings included detailed descriptions of how the character would carry out a shooting, saying he would cherry-pick the classrooms that are easiest targets. And he said he might have gone after elementary schools because that was easier. But yet, Maryland teen accused, that's ABC News. This is from another D.C. station. Montgomery County student. There's nothing about transgender in these stories. I don't understand it. Even though it's mentioned even in the Montgomery County, which is one of the most woke counties in the U.S. But the official statement, Rockville teen, not Rockville transgender. I wonder why they're not telling the truth here, huh? Why could that possibly be? 844-500-4242. So this Monica Tibbetts nut who wants to increase the excise tax. And she said she's going to do anything you know what she also wants? And she said this in a speech. This is all on tape. We'll play the actual cuts later on. She's angry because the cops aren't giving out enough tickets. She wants to discourage people from driving, and she says they're giving out too many warnings. They got to start giving out more speeding tickets to people. And she wants to, and even though she's the transportation secretary, her commitment is to housing. And she wants to put more new housing, public housing, that will serve the quote-unquote communities. I don't know what communities these are. the communities that will be you know, providing housing for these new, well, it's illegal aliens is what it is. So they're going to use old T land. They're going to take old T land, let them build public housing to provide more flop houses for illegal aliens is what it boils down to. So this is their master plan, the Democrats. And again, it's not going to happen. But the fact is that you have these nuts that are in there, and they're. I'm just looking at her what they announced when they appointed her, Monica Tibbetts - nut. She is a nut. She's a one T. Her name is Nut, N-U-T-T, but she's a one T nut. All the nuts aren't on the Sundays anymore. She also serves on the WTS, whatever that is, Foundation, which seeks to create a more inclusive and equitable transportation industry, and it would provide scholarships to female-identifying professionals and students. I guess that means Alex Wee. He is a female who thinks he's a male, so I guess he's not a female-identifying professional, so he can't get a scholarship from Monica Tibbetts Nutt. These are the people who are running the state. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Auctions are one of the oldest forms of commerce known to man. Auctions are how economies determine values for assets and commodities. Auctions are not a fire sale at a discounted price. Rather, auctions are an accelerated sale with competitive pricing. So, just because your parents listed their house for sale at a set price doesn't mean that you have to. J.J. Manning's accelerated auction process is one of the fastest-growing segments in real estate. Manning's time-tested approach began over 16,000 auctions ago in 1976 with its founder, Jerome Manning. What are the main benefits of a J.J. Manning accelerated sale versus a traditional listing at a set price? Well, in the Manning method, there are no contingencies. In the Manning method, the buyer signs our exclusive P&S and makes a 10% non-refundable deposit that day. In the Manning method, you set the terms by which all buyers have to follow. J.J. Manning uses their own 30-30 marketing plan, 30 days of marketing saturation and 30 days to close. No deviations to the purchase, and the buyer's feet are kept to the fire. To learn more on how to get your commercial, residential, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers. Dickie Betts, lead guitarist, died yesterday. One of the lead guitarists. The age of 80. Going to Carolina, won't be long till I'll be there. That's the final lines of that song. Tell you who won't be going back to Carolina is the guy who burned himself up today. He's a UNC grad like me. So proud, so much to be proud of as Tar Heel alumni. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audited. No charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is if you were in the U.S. House, would you vote for the $60 billion in aid to Ukraine tomorrow?
No, I would not.
92% say no.
I thought that seems about right. That seems about right. I heard Speaker Johnson on another show today, and he sounds pretty weak, pretty damn weak on Ukraine and NATO and FISA and all this. I mean, he sounds like he got rolled, just totally rolled. And again, I wouldn't vote to remove him just because of the alternative, but he's a weak sister, as my father used to say. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is from the Daily Mail about Biden's comment about his uncle being eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. Do we have a statement from the cannibal who ate him? I think we do somewhere. Outraged New Guinea academics have slammed President Joe Biden for his unacceptable suggestion that his uncle was eaten by cannibals after his plane.
Yum, yum. Eat him up. Eat him up.
Those were the last words Uncle Bozy heard before he was turned into a fricassee. Was shot down during World War, but it wasn't shot. We don't even know if it was shot down. It went. It had unspecified engine problems. Local academics say Biden's characterization of the act is very offensive, and that he would not eat just any white man that fell from the sky, depending on how hungry they were. I would assume. A local political science lecturer told reporters cannibalism was practiced by some communities in very specific contexts. Hunger! And that locals wouldn't just eat any white man that fell from the sky. How about someone from another race? Would they eat someone from another race that fell from the sky? Local academics say Biden is very offensive. His characterization is very offensive.
Yum, yum. Eat him up.
Yum, yum, eat him up. Alan Byrd, governor of Papua New Guinea's province of East Sepik, said he was not offended by Biden's comments. Instead, that he had actually found Brandon's comments to be hilarious.
Barbaric.
He said he was actually at a loss for words. Governor Byrd suggested that Biden probably heard his parents claim Finnegan was eaten by cannibals as a child and that the family legend, quote, probably stuck with him for all his life. I think that's probably what happened. I was going to say he watched The Little Rascals, the Uncle George episode, the 18 minutes that we've been playing from all the last couple of days. But you know what? Biden is so old, he didn't see it on TV. He saw it in the movie theater. It was a double feature with a couple of monogram Charlie Chan movies or Republic Westerns or something like that. 844-500-4242, 802. As impossible as it sounds, within a few weeks' time or way sooner, Brandon will say something crazier than his uncle being eaten by cannibals. Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, my thought is, though, that isn't whoever thought you would read a headline anywhere about a president of the United States and cannibals
and Scranton is where I played shortstop at the Grimmies Little League in the first year that it was put up. My dad helped build the field down there and spent a lot of time at Simmy's buying penny candy and Hank's Hoagies on Woodlawn Street.
Someone says Uncle Bozy, the other white meat.
Eat him up. Eat him up.
203, the guy that set himself on fire gives new meaning to Tar Heel. We didn't come here to be made sport of. Me and John Edwards and Lawrence Taylor. Have some respect. For, is it the nation's oldest public university or second? I think it's the nation's oldest. I'm Howie Carr.
from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 603. When it comes to cannibalism, I prefer dark meat. Someone asked Uncle George, that's the guy in the Little Rascals skit, what Uncle Bozy tasted like, and he said, like chicken. Chicken! 844-500-4242.
Chickens.
Chickens. Tasted like chickens. I wonder if he'll say that again. I wouldn't put it past him. Did you see that? What was weird yesterday, though, was the thing at Wawa where he couldn't close the box and he just wandered away had his Italian sub, a hoagie, in it. It was when he hands the, here is your tip. When was the last time you said to someone, here is your tip? You know who says, here is your tip? Someone who has never tipped in his life. And you know another tell that he's never tipped in his life is when he brags about how he's the one who always goes at the banquets. He's the one who always goes around and thanks the waiters.
The bus boys.
Yeah, the bus boys. Yeah, if you're the one who thanks them, they're gonna make sure everybody knows. You get word of mouth if you're good to the help.
Yeah, you know, if you've ever worked at a restaurant, you know that the bus yes. boys and the people who are bussing the tables, they're just trying to move. Like they have a hard job. They're bussing their humps most of the time. If Joe Biden's wandering over to you, hey, you want a good job? I'd be like, oh man, get out of the way. I got to get these dishes to the back.
Yeah. Are you drunk or are you gay or are you both? That's what you would, if it was a male busboy, that's what you would think. You wouldn't appreciate it. If you want to say something, just give a wave and say thanks. That's it. That's all you got to do. But Joe has to let you know. Grace's husband is a member of the IBEW, but Joe Biden today at least got the initials correct, I think, didn't he?
Did he?
Grace? Or maybe he just didn't the last time he talked about the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, he called them the IEBW.
He got it right today.
He got it right today. Right. Okay. Because he's the most pro-union president in the country. Not only, again, as I repeat this, because it bears repeating, not only has he never been in a union, he's never done any kind of job that has unions. He's never had a job. It's like Comer said yesterday when he was talking to Raskin, and Raskin said, well, Trump made money in Russia. And he said, well, Trump had businesses. What, the Bidens have made money in all these foreign countries. What business are the Bidens in? What product or service have the Bidens ever provided? And, of course, that shut Raskin up, or should I say Raskins. Anyway, time for Grace with the news.
Howie, news out of California. File this under who could have seen this coming. Fast food prices in California rose 7% in a six-month period leading up to the state's new $20 an hour minimum wage that has forced franchisees in the Golden State to cut back on work hours, postpone capital improvements, and expedite the rollout of self-serve kiosks. This is from the New York Post. The McDonald's down the street from us here at the studio has a self-serve kiosk.
They do?
Yeah, they do. But it's tough because you can't use cash at it. You know what I mean? You have to use a card. And it's always asking me to sign up for the app. It's like, well, I'm not trying to be friends here. I'm just trying to order a burger, you know?
Every one of these places has their own app. Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks.
The Dunkin' app I use because it's easy for me to flash my phone. But McDonald's, it's like once in a while I'm there. I don't need to sign up and start getting emails from you. So you can check in. How did it go with your Sunday? How did it go with the burger? How did you like your soda? Enough.
There was only one reason to eat at McDonald's, and that was that it was cheap, right? If it's not cheap, why are you going to McDonald's?
I know it is getting extremely pricey, but I still stand by a hot fudge sundae from McDonald's. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. It hits every time it hits every time the ice cream machine is working.
But those are rare occasions.
Yes. But now the minimum wage, and we were having a conversation about the minimum wage in California because of that Panera kind of cutout for Panera with the bread, and the guy who runs Panera or owns a lot of franchises, he's also a good friend of Gavin Newsom.
With the high school together, and he's a big campaign contributor.
Yeah, and so this is the latest update that California registered the highest rate of menu price inflation in the country in the period leading up to April 1st, when the minimum wage increase from $16 an hour to $20 an hour went into effect, according to a study by Data Essential. Washington State saw the second highest price hikes for fast food items, which rose 6.1% during the same period. Also, Howie, follow-up from yesterday, Columbia students rebuild anti-Israel solidarity camp less than 24 hours after mass arrest. This is kind of becoming like the Chaz. Or was it the Chad in Seattle?
Chaz. I think it was Chaz.
It was Chaz. Okay, well, this is the Chaz of Columbia. Student protesters at Columbia University reassembled their anti-Israel tent encampment on a central campus lawn early Friday, less than 24 hours after the NYPD arrested more than 100 people at the original installation.
Did you see the front page of the New York Post today?
I didn't.
E-victory. And they had them being dragged out. E-victory. Get it?
Oh, yes, yes. That took me a second. I was actually just talking about all the headlines at the New York Post.
How about Ilhan Omar's daughter? Have you been following what she's into? She is, again, this is a woman. Her mother came into the country on welfare. They were all on welfare. She committed immigration fraud to get her brother into the country and claiming it was her husband. So who's the father of this Isra Hirsi? Is this her uncle is the father? Is her father?
I was wondering that too. I didn't know Ilhan Omar had a daughter until this news broke yesterday. So I'm not sure.
Let me tell you something else about her. She has
Wait
on
till
her.
We find out this daughter is actually her sister.
Well, isn't it? That's like the old Chinatown thing, isn't it? So if the brother is the father of the daughter, then what?
This is a riddle. this is like one of those questions you'd get at school, you know, like the continental math where it's really hard to figure out if her brother is also her sister, then what does that make her mother?
Well, she has a hammer and sickle on her Twitter account, a hammer and sickle, because she's been treated so shabbily and her whole family's been treated so shabbily, being on welfare of one form or another since they arrived in. Get to check all the boxes, get in line and get all the nice benefits ahead of Americans who've been here for generations and worked and fought. They just come over here and flop. I'm a Somali. You have to give me everything. So she has a hammer and sickle on her Twitter, and she did a lecture, believe it or not, at Wake Forest University, where I used to, in the town I, a town I used to, another town in North Carolina I used to live in, Winston-Salem. And you know what the title of her talk was, Grace?
What?
An Angry Black Girl. Because she's got so much to be angry about, right? She said it's so tough.
Well, a lot of the people who got the boot yesterday from Columbia and also their dorms, they couldn't get into their dorms, were very angry. They were writing rants on social media looking for sympathy.
I haven't been this sad since they threw the gay guy from Vandy out. Remember him? A couple of weeks ago. He said he was trying to escape the racism in the Deep South. Turns out he's from Flagler County in Florida. That's suburban Jacksonville. That's where Will, your husband, went to college.
Yeah, second shout out to Will today.
It's a lot like Emmett Till country, isn't it? They had the cross burnings every night down there. he's just this gay guy, this privileged, rich, gay, white guy, and now he's angry that he's been thrown out of Vanderbilt.
Howie, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. Keep your Toyota a Toyota and schedule your next service appointment online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Get more value with factory-trained technicians and genuine Toyota parts. Howie, I wanted to read this story to you because I feel like these things pop up sometimes, but it's still fun to discuss. The wife of a top official in President Biden's White House is considering a run for Congress in New Hampshire. Have you heard about this?
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. Jake Sullivan's wife.
Did you hear about her issue?
No. What's her issue?
She's not voted in the district for 16 years.
Yeah, but she's a beautiful person.
Records reviewed by Fox News Digital show that the last time Goodlander voted in the district was by absentee ballot for the 2008 presidential primary and general elections. She did not vote in several follow-up elections, but she eventually registered in New Hampshire's first congressional district in 2016. She works as a top lawyer in Biden administration's Department of Justice, residing in D.C. with her husband.
That's quite an accolade. That's quite an achievement, isn't it? Working in the Justice Department, the Injustice Department.
How strict are these rules, though? Are people able to circumvent this whole thing of like actually living in the place you're running?
Well, I mean, they're technical things. You got to be a resident for 30 days, or you have to be on the voting rolls for a year. I think in Massachusetts, you have to be on the voting rolls for a year to be able to run for an office. But I think it varies from state to state. In some ways, Massachusetts has more stringent voting laws than New Hampshire does, like the same-day registration, for instance.
Howie, I will be back a little bit later with Police Blotter Facts Friday. And just a reminder to everyone, you still have time to get your submissions in. You have a couple hours, but I keep checking the inbox until the very last minute. So,
okay,
we
have a good, very popular Cheap Bastard deal coming up. So hang on for that. Perfect Smiles is growing. Dr. Houghton has brought in two new dentists, Dr. Sai and Dr. Tam. Both have their own specialties in dentistry. This means the wait time to get an appointment at Perfect Smiles just got shorter. Perfect Smiles will be my first checkup when I return to New England in a few weeks. I've had it on the calendar since before I left for Florida. I've learned how important it is to keep up my dental cleanings. Poor oral health is linked to so many problems, so many diseases. The hygienists at Perfect Smiles are the best. Dr. Houghton and his team take the time to take many continuing education classes so they can remain up to date on all the latest advancements in dentistry. Do not procrastinate. Make your appointment with Perfect Smiles today. They are conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off Route 3. Parking is easy and free. You can visit them online at perfectsmiles.com and watch my testimonial video. Or you can call them at 603-595-6699. Take a listen to my Meet the Experts podcast with Drs. Houghton, Tam, and Sai. I think you will be very interested in what you hear. perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back. Howie Carr is back.
Howie Carr's Cheap Bastard Deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr Cheap Bastard Deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
The bleaker the news gets, the more people want to have some emergency food supplies on hand. And that's where ReadyWise comes in. This is one of our most popular Cheap Bastard deals, anything from ReadyWise. Today, we're offering a 100-serving sampler bucket. Our friends at ReadyWise have prepared a way to sample many of their most popular freeze-dried emergency meals in just one bucket. The 100-serving sampler bucket includes 3 breakfast options, 5 entree options, and 2 drink options. While supplies last, and they won't last very long, you can purchase the ReadyWise 100-serving sampler bucket. That's $125 value for just $62.50. That's a great deal. $62.50 for $125 value. Get yours now at HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. Shipping is free when you order more than one bucket. With us now to tell us more about today's deal is Brandon Erickson of ReadyWise. Thanks for being with us again, Brandon.
Howie, thanks for having me. Great to be back.
What's included in today's 100-serving sampler bucket, Brandon?
Yeah, this is a new item, and it's quickly become one of our best-selling items. It has a variety of the five different entrees, meals that people are used to eating that they love. It truly is our customers' favorites. Pasta Alfredo, creamy pasta with vegetables, cheesy macaroni, our barbecue beans, which is delicious. We have traditional breakfast like apple cinnamon cereal, pancake mix, and a brown sugar maple multigrain. And then you have servings of whey milk and orange drink mix, along with eight servings of vegetables. So it's really a combination of everything you need to get started, or it's great to add on to what you've already got.
So if you've already got one stash, this gives you some breakfast, give you some more of the entrees that are probably included in the buckets you've already bought, and then you got some drinks to go along as well. So this is either a starter kit or a an upgrade or a supplement.
Yeah, this is really close to a 10-day supply for one person. There's almost 17,000 calories. So if you think about it, you really have a variety of everything you need, breakfast, lunch, dinner, some vegetables along with drink mixes. So it's a good variety for those people that are just getting started, don't know where to start. Obviously, you're offering a tremendous deal. You're not going to find this kind of price anywhere. Or if you have additional stuff, this is going to contain stuff typically that you don't have in our buckets that is going to be a great addition to keep in your car, send to your kids who are off in college, whatever it may be, or just have additional stuff on hand.
So 10 days for one person. So it's if you get two of these deals, two for one, $125, you'd have two people taken care of for 10 days, or four people taken care of for 5 days. Yeah, that's pretty good. So you've told us business
less than $7 a day.
Less than seven, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good, especially in an emergency. You've told us business is picking up. What is causing people to shop for emergency food? As if I didn't know. This is a rhetorical question, but hit it out of the park, Brandon.
No, the world's a crazy place. I mean, there's two wars going on. Food prices continue to go up. We continue to hear about supply chain issues. There's barges hitting bridges, and nobody can explain it. And you know, there's just a lot of things out there that are concerning to people. Now we have an election where we have one of the candidates on trial. 5 years ago, you never would have guessed this would be happening. And so this is a great way to protect yourself with you and your family. You know, we have to have food, and people know that. And it's a great value. It's easy to make. It tastes delicious. And, you know, I think everyone is just tired of relying on the government. They've let us down time and time again. So we can't rely on the government to feed us. We need to be prepared.
Right. And you know, since Biden became president, the prices are up, food prices are up at least 33%, probably more like 40%. And it's just out of control. The president of the United States is talking about cannibals. Who would have ever thought in the United States would be talking about cannibals, Brandon? Better to lay in an emergency supply of food with ReadyWise.
It really is. And this is the best deal out there, Howie. You continue to take care of all your listeners, 50% off. We're also offering Howie 25. If there's any other items you want on ReadyWise.com, you can call and talk to one of our associates. If you have questions, we'll take care of you and make sure you have every opportunity to be prepared.
So if people want additional items, do you have any other specials other than the 25% off if you use the code?
Yeah, there's a variety of specials on the website that you'll be able to find, whether it's on water filtration units, some of our other options, some of the bigger packages. They can go there and scurry the website, and they can call 855-95-READY, and those product specialists will walk through any questions they have, make sure they take advantage of any special, and their promo code is applied at checkout.
855-95-READY, and this is this package is going to go fast. This is the best package that's available today. ReadyWise 100 serving sampler bucket. It's $125 value for just $62.50. This is three breakfast options, five entree options, and two drink options. And plus, there's a lot more. Just remember the code Howie25 to get 25% off on any deal. Thank you, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.